What you're listening to, folks, is the realbsshow.com. Well, the .com is how you find us. But technically speaking, it's just the Real BS Show.
That's right.
I'm the B part, and I'm the bull part. You know what you are.
I'm the S part.
Full of stuff. You're the messy part.
I'm the full of stuff part, you know?
Well, folks, you can listen to us, but don't believe a word we say. It's all BS. Something we're good at. So we got to come up with something to BS about.
That's right.
All right. See, we shoot from the hip here. We don't prepare anything. We're not prepared.
Well, we could always talk about a lot of things. We have many different topics out there to talk about. But I think one that we could talk about is like jobs and retirement.
Jobs. I don't want to talk. Well, you need to talk about that.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's true.
I'm done with jobs.
But you did jobs. Now you're retired.
Now I'm retired, yes.
And you can talk about, you know, we can talk about how we can save money maybe, you know?
Saving money?
Yeah. While working the jobs, so that when you are retired.
How about pet peeves?
Oh, pet peeves, that's a good one, yeah.
Stuff that really ticks you off.
Right.
You know, crazy stuff. Yeah, we'll think of something.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to these guys talk about fresh air, and then we'll come back and BS everybody.
That sounds good.
All right?
All right.
Okay, stay tuned.
Oh, have another hit.
Welcome back to the real BS show.
The real BS show.
I keep forgetting to put the real in there.
Yeah, you know? This is real.
So don't believe a word we say.
No.
Right?
No.
Seth, what do you think about the public health or medical? I mean, people you know, relatives and people that you know, is the health seem to be going down?
In some ways, it's improving. I mean, people are getting medical help and treatment that never before saw in ever.
Wasn't possible before.
Right. So there's amazing medical treatments if possible. I see the big issue is the cost is going up, and that's
always been that way. Right. It'll never change.
But if you go back to some of the, into the 70s and 60s, a lot of doctors would tell you that were from those times. People wouldn't have to pay that much. They would just pay their doctor. They'd walk in and pay their doctor like $5 or $25 for a visit.
Yeah.
And not thousands of dollars for, a hospital visit.
And do you have any idea what it costs for you to be born?
Oh, geez. I mean, in the 80s, I can't imagine. But nowadays, I know.
$60 for me, $19.50.
Right. And now I know how much it costs because I do have a son, even though he's, older now. But I know the cost of how much a hospital
Most
costs.
Folks don't know because I've asked and
sure.
People don't even know.
It's very outrageous. That's why a lot of people are opting in for home births, I mean, a lot of people were born in their homes back in the day. People didn't go to the hospital for a childbirth.
Right.
My father's side of the family, every kid was born in their house.
He was one of the lucky ones that lived, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was 9 of them that lived.
Holy cow, they must have had a good system.
It was an immigrant family. That's why. They came here legally. They went through the whole process of legalization and everything. And naturalization, if you want to call it that.
They just sneak over the border and sign up.
Well, but the thing is I'm getting at is cost going up and malpractice is another thing. That's an issue.
Insurance companies, yeah.
I think competition's the best option for healthcare. Let's say if hospitals actually listed their prices and you could know which hospital to go to.
Would you actually take the cheapest one?
Why? Why not? I mean, if you're going there for a general procedure or some surgery, most doctors are pretty good. Obviously, they pass their medical exam and you don't ever hear about them saying they're C students while they're doing surgery on you, do you? I mean, how often do you hear what score they had in medical school? You don't. So it don't usually matter as long as they had their license to practice. If you wanted a better doctor, you pay more. I kind of think that's probably the appropriate way. Is if you want a better doctor,
How do you know which one's best, though?
Well, I mean, word of mouth.
I'm really out of the loop because I've gone 50 years without seeing a doctor. So.
Right. I think doing reviews, going around and asking people, there's reviews online you can do. A lot of that's open nowadays. So there's a wealth of knowledge out there to research things. No one's ever limited on what they can do. You can go find a doctor easily if you wanted to, just by reviewing it online.
So what would be the most important thing to you? To me, it'd be bedside manner. I mean, if the guy's
right,
cracks jokes and is kind of funny and nice guy, that's a whole bunch better than some of these.
That
stuff
is very
shirts.
Important. Yeah, yeah, it's very important. Also, being relevant on the recent scientific studies, that's important. There's some doctors out there that are very outdated. I'm sure they read, a lot of doctors read, but I've met a few that they probably should have went back to college because they are far behind on current, there's people out there.
Things are changing just as fast as.
Oh yeah. You have to always study. And I mean, I think just from my experience in business, dealing with doctors in the medical field with what I do for a living, it's tied with it. Sometimes there's some doctors that do keep up and study very closely to the latest technologies and practices, but there are some that are very far behind in the current studies. And I mean peer-reviewed studies, not just some random mumbo-jumbo study that,
My first question to the doctor would be, how do babies get here? If he says it's stork, then I'm leaving.
What if he goes into detail exactly the procedure?
Well,
and
then I'm...
You're sold,
have to
right?
Ask them some more questions.
How do you do that? You already had 3 kids. That'd be annoying.
Well, I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there.
I mean, I, you know.
No.
I mean, I didn't stand there and tell him what to do or watch him or anything. I said, let me know when it's over. I don't want to. He asked me if I wanted to go in. I said, are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought you meant when you're making the baby.
Making the baby. Oh, no, I mean where they came from. And if he says the stork brings them, then I'm not going to go to his office.
Right, right.
Because I know that ain't right. Don't ask me how I know. I just know that ain't right.
Right, right.
Now unless the stork drops them off at the hospital.
I don't know. I mean, there's some good doctors out there. I think everybody should be open about things, like the prices and everything. Like we met the one problem is of course prescription drugs are expensive as can be, but there is some reasons for it. It doesn't mean it's always like I remember people getting upset about the one EpiPen that was expensive beyond belief. The price was out the roof. But,
well, the guy that had it figured he was the only game in town. When he figured that out, right. He rose the price big time.
But the problem was there was other pen styles that were doing the same thing for people that had allergic reactions to things. They could have used that. But the media fixated on that guy because he had that model of pen, not the drug itself, but the pen itself. So there was alternatives out there that people could use. That this guy had the patent on an easy delivery system that was easier than the previous versions doesn't mean everybody has to use that easier delivery system.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear much. I mean, I heard about it, but right. I didn't focus on it or anything.
So, I mean, I get people's outrage sometimes, but I don't think it was justified in that situation. They had alternatives, you know? And people are like, oh, I want to use that pen. Well, you pay for it, you know? Or your insurance does, you know?
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. I mean, and there's new cancer treatments out there. That's a crazy stuff that they're finding every day. Of course, it's not just one cancer.
There's lots of those. Do you know anybody that's died of cancer or has cancer?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm cursed with the very pale skin. Skin cancer is prevalent in the family, so I have to always be careful with it. But yeah, I've that and also. Throat cancer, and I know people that died of that.
I mean, like my dad, it was a long, drawn-out process.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Just terrible. My mom was a lot faster, but it was... And I know people that are... I know some people that are going through it right now, you know, and I just... I don't know what to say.
Right. It's hard to say.
I don't know how to say it.
In some ways, you have to kind of be there for them, check on them, and that's the only thing I would suggest, because that's really, if they're struggling through that, I mean, and I don't know the chances of people's cancer are. There's different levels of risk and involved, but sometimes just being there for the person, making sure they're okay, and checking on them, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Well, when the doctor or the hospital or whatever says you got 6 months to a year. I don't know how to talk to people like that have told me that.
You know, right.
That have said, this is the prognosis. And there was a song, I heard a song. It's like the elephant in the room, you know.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
something you can talk to them, but you don't want to talk about that, you know.
Right.
It.
Yeah.
You try to keep the subject different, you know. And I don't know what they think, you know. I mean, like my parents, I didn't know what to... I said, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. You can beat this, you know, Mr. Big Talk here. Well, they didn't beat it at all.
All right.
And, you know, and that's the way, like I said, people that I know now. And I just don't know what to say. I try not to say anything.
Right. I mean, that's why I say the actions sometimes speak louder than words, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do what you can, but. I don't know. It's crazy. I told him don't pay any of your credit cards off. Mortgages, you're stuck with those. You're going to have to figure that one out.
But right.
Tell the credit card companies, go pound salt.
Yeah.
Of course, that's BS information, too.
Right, right.
Might not be a good idea.
No,
that's
probably not financial advice, but we have a song for that, actually. It's Jason Isbell, Elephant.
Yeah, I remember hearing that song some time ago. But,
we played it before on another show.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, let's try it again.
G
She said, Andy, you're better than your past. Winked at me and drained her glass. Cross-legged on a bar stool like nobody sits anymore. She said, Andy, you're taking me home. But I knew she planned to sleep alone. I'd carry her to bed, sweep up the hair from the floor. If I'd fucked her before she got sick, I'd never hear the end of it. She don't have the spirit for that now. We drink these drinks and laugh out loud. Bitch about the weekend crowd. Try to ignore the elephant somehow. Somehow. She said, Andy, you cracked me up. Seagrams in a coffee cup. Sharecropper eyes and her hair almost all gone. When she was drunk, she made cancer jokes. She made up her own doctor's notes. Surrounded by her family, I saw that she was dying alone. I'd sing her country songs and she'd get high and sing along. She don't have much voice to sing with now. We burn these joints in effigy, cry about what we used to be, try to ignore the elephant somehow. Real clear to me, no one dies with dignity. We just try to ignore the elephant somehow. We just try to ignore the elephant somehow. We just try.
Go. We'll be talking now.
That's right.
Okay. This is the BS show, the real BS show. Dag nabbit, I keep forgetting to put the real in there. That was a sad song. Sad song, because if you were in that situation, I guess, I don't know. It's just hard to imagine.
I'm sure you understand what the impending truth is coming. But you can't avoid. It's there.
It's like love doesn't matter anymore, you know. It's right. It's just be friends. Be right. I don't know.
You have to be compassionate in that kind of situation.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Well, I'll have to figure it out before it happens to me.
Right, right. I think that's where people have to be kind of caring for each other in those kind of situations. Because let's say you find the love of your life and then that happens. And
well, it probably happened to a lot of people.
Oh,
like
sure.
That, you know?
I'm sure. You know?
So let's change the subject. Let's go to, how about YouTube? You seen any good stuff on YouTube lately?
Oh, gosh, there's tons of good stuff on YouTube. I find that YouTube and the internet as a whole is just a wealth of information. I mean, you can go on YouTube and find out how to change your car's alternator or
brakes, muffler, whatever.
Transmission even, probably, you know. There's people out there teaching how to do survival skills in the forest, you know, and you go out there and build a shit.
Oh, I watch a lot of that bushcrafting stuff. Yeah, Joe Robinette's my favorite, I think. I don't know why, I fall asleep sometimes listening to him.
Yeah,
he's got real good video setup or something.
Right. My favorite is Primitive Technology. If you go on his channel, he does everything by just stones and wood, and goes out there and just bushwhacks it real hard. And he makes a lot of different things. Like, he'll make pottery. He'll make huts and different things, and those are fun things to do when you're out there in the woods. Anyways, you know, if you think about it, you go back in time, people had a lot of time on their hands.
Well, yeah, it's not like it is today where you're just bored to death and watch TV all day or play video games or whatever.
They were always busy. You know, you didn't have downtime, I guess I should say. Not that they had a lot of hands on time on their hands. They were busy all the time, and we take that for granted. But I think there's a lot of information out there. There's some funny stuff on there. You can get your news on YouTube.
I listen to a lot of history.
Right, same here.
I've been watching, who's that guy took the elephants over? Hannibal.
Yeah.
Took the elephants over the Alps.
Yeah, the Alps.
And tried to sneak up on Rome.
Yeah, on Rome. And he was in Rome, in Italy, for like 20-some years.
Well, he was fighting the Romans, I think, his whole life. Until I think he killed himself. In the end, he was on the run.
Right.
Finally, he said, well, they ain't going to get me. So he drank some poison, and that was the end of him.
But right.
His own country, Carthage, didn't, you know, which was on the north part of Africa.
Right.
They kind of abandoned him because they wouldn't help him out, you know. But he just wanted to get Rome bad. But the thing about it, he went over the Alps. He lost half his guys.
Oh, sure.
And he
knew that, too, going into it.
He lost all his elephants. I mean, they made it down the other side, but before they had a battle, the elephants died.
Right.
All of a sudden. I couldn't figure that one out. But he must have been good, because he really took it to him. The Romans never got... I mean, there was one battle shortly after he got down off the mountains, and he killed 50,000 Romans.
Yeah, and that happened multiple times. They kept calling up new troops just to compete against him. Because he kept on pushing and pushing and pushing.
I don't know how Rome did that, but...
A lot of allies. Rome at the time was all allied with different Italic groups.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of history you can learn on there. You can even watch videos on short little segments of history if you wanted to, or long format, you know?
Well, if you go back in those times, now I think that was before Christ, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was probably 200, about 250 years or 150 years, roughly times frame, because Rome was growing.
A lot of fighting going on, you know?
Oh, yeah. We're much more peaceful now, you know? I think so.
I mean, a lot of battling going on, and I don't know how they talk guys into doing that, but... They did. So, let's play a song that has something to do with "Let's Not Fight Anymore."
Right.
You got one of those, Seth?
Because
I don't have anything. You got it all now.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's do it to it.
Every morning that I wake up, my girl be putting on her makeup. We be listening to some bebop while drinking coffee from our teacup. We gonna stop the fighting in the world. We gonna make it right. Me and my girl, let the right thing ring into this world. We gonna stop the fighting in this world with my ukulele. Ukulele. With my ukulele. Will I live to see Armageddon? Will all my karma be gone? Will I be drinking water for my grandson? Only one thing to put his hands on. We gonna stop the fighting in the world. We gonna make it right. Me and my girl, let the right thing ring into this world. We gonna stop the fighting in this world with my ukulele. With my ukulele. my, 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 my. Ah-ooh. Ah-ooh. Every morning that I wake up, my girl be putting on her makeup. We be listening to some bebop while drinking coffee from our teacup. We gonna stop the fighting in the world. We gonna make it right. Me and my girl, let the right thing ring into this world. We gonna stop the fighting in this world with my ukulele.
Well, in case you forgot, this is the real BS show.
The real.
I'm starting to slur my words. You notice that?
I know. Hope you're not having a stroke or anything.
Well, I'm in that age bracket. You know what I mean? If I tip over, you stick a cheeseburger, resuscitate me.
That'll wake you up.
No mouth to mouth, okay?
I don't think you're supposed to do that with strokes, you know?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's for when you quit breathing?
Or choking on something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't stick a cheeseburger in my mouth if I'm choking, then no. I'll choke more. All right, well, we're here to BS you, and we're getting better at it.
I think so.
We're warming up.
Sometimes
it's going to be a long run.
I think sometimes you have to warm up a little bit for that kind of exercise. You know, you can't just jump right into it.
Yeah, it's kind of like anything, you know, sports and stuff like that. You got to stretch and warm up. And,
right.
So we were talking about history on YouTube. What else we got to complain about?
Well, we got a lot of different
things. Or not complain, but talk about.
You know, I mean, sometimes you got to open yourself up a little bit, and you can learn new things, maybe something that doesn't interest you.
Well, hopefully you never stop learning.
Oh, I mean, sure.
You stop learning, you might as well quit living. The heck?
I mean, besides watching survival videos, what else do you watch?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, I like all that religious stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was trying to listen to the Bible, you know, audio versions.
Right.
And YouTube has it all on there, because I tried to read it, and that was just, I couldn't stay awake.
Have you heard Johnny Cash's version?
No, I haven't. Uh-uh.
Yeah, he did his own version.
Well, even listen to the audio versions, it just over and over. The Old Testament, now there's some excitement there.
Right.
You know, they're killing each other and just, you know. You know, the sex and drama and the nonsense that goes on in the Old Testament is exciting.
Right.
But the New Testament is just over and over and over. This Paul guy running around, he kind of added a little pizzazz to it, but I don't know. I come up with a theory.
What's that?
You know, it's like I'm trying to outfox God, you know?
Okay.
Is pray to God, believe in God, all that nonsense. So what's the difference? I mean, if you die and there ain't no God, boom, you're dead, right?
Right.
What if there is a God and you pretended like you was worshiping him all the whole time? Maybe you get to heaven. So if you pretend like you, or well, not pretend, but just pray to God, believe in heaven and all that kind of stuff, and if you're wrong, so what? You're still dead.
So your theory is you're going to act as if God exists.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean,
without being religious, I mean,
we have to remember what the word religious means. Religious means being repetitive over and over again. So if you were to take your shoes off in your house when you get in your house, that's a religious behavior you're doing. It doesn't necessarily mean you're being dogmatic. I mean, that's another word. It's dogmatic. You're being dogmatic about your practices, you know?
You don't want to slobber dirt all over your house.
Right. So I get that.
Mud or whatever.
I like also looking at, like, ancient history. I like that. And also the latest science and technology. There's so much out there for educational videos that keep up to date on the science and the technology, outer space.
Did you ever see the Ken Ham stuff?
No, I never saw that. No.
Oh, you gotta check that out. It is amazing.
I heard a story that he was suing somebody for his driveway for flooding or something.
Yeah, he's suing the state of Kentucky, I think, because
I don't
his driveway got flooded. It Noah's Ark.
No, I don't follow that stuff, so I'm kind of clueless on it.
But you got to watch Ken Ham, and you got to listen to him, what he says about his little kids playing with dinosaurs and stuff. He flat out says that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, and Noah put all these, he only put 1,400 kinds on his boat, not all the different species. So that means that the 1,000 or 1,400 kinds spread out and became all these different, you know, orioles and cardinals and, you know, everything.
So he's talking about microevolution then instead of macro.
Well, he said all these different species developed and evolved after they got out of the ark.
That's microevolution.
In 4,000 years, though.
Well, I mean, we have to recognize microevolution does exist. I mean, if we talk about breeds of dogs, nobody questions that all dogs came from a single source. They all can have, you know, sex with each other.
He said a wolf. That's who Ken Ham said, a wolf.
Well, dogs did come from wolves. Yeah. But see, wolves are different than dogs, obviously. But,
well, if Ken Ham said it, then I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, dogs and wolves can breed. They did a DNA study on dogs, actually. It's very interesting. The wolves that they believed that dogs descended from came from, like, Iraq or Iran in southern Turkey. In that area there, they think that's where wolves were domesticated and to become dogs. It's the same thing with cats. The cats are domesticated from Middle Eastern wild cats. And I mean, so much animals were discovered there and domesticated. And I find
That's all well and good, but what I'm saying is you gotta dig into this Noah's Ark thing.
Oh, yeah.
And this Ken Ham guy.
He's a real hoot,
I'm telling you.
I mean, I get what that guy's trying to say. I think he's focusing too much on micro.
Well, he's trying to develop science. Excuse me. He's trying to bring science in to back him up.
Right.
You know, which is very hard to do.
You got a few issues there. He's probably not accepting the carbon dating and all that jazz.
Yeah, right. He just thinks scientists are all.
He denies basically macroevolution, and that's where he would be disagreeing. But he agrees with microevolution. So, for instance, he agrees that dogs can be bred a certain way to look a certain way. So dogs can be made shorter, have a shorter face through breeding. But he doesn't believe that wolves came from a common mammalian ancestor that we came from as well.
Well, I mean, you know, he's trying to say that there was 8 people on the Noah's Ark. And 4,000 years ago, when the boat finally ran aground, they all got out. There was 8 people, Noah and 8 of his relatives. Well, and they started the whole world's population 4,000 years ago. That's impossible.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because every culture has a flood story. And that in alone.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, we go back. It's not necessarily the whole earth was flooded. But you have to think about when the last major glacial ice age, there was a sea rise that took away hundreds of miles of land on the coast, and many people lived on the coast. You know, they lived on the coast.
Well, everybody wants to be by water.
Oh, sure.
Get thirsty.
And so our ancestors, a long time ago, freaked out seeing this water coming in, and it was written in every culture. Every culture you can think of has a flood story. And so at one time it did happen. So like the Black Sea used to be all land, and now that's all water.
Is that the Dead Sea?
No, the Black Sea is near Turkey and Russia and Bulgaria and Romania, that area there. And that used to be all land, you know? And here we are today, you know, that's also where Noah's Ark was supposedly near, is Mount Ararat is near the Black Sea. So that story probably came out of that same area. When that flooded.
Well, I don't know who did what to who and why and all that, but this Ken Ham guy is just, he's a real, like I said, he's got a lot of money invested in a couple hundred million into the boat, and then I don't know how much in the other thing, but it's just, I mean, he just, I don't know, it's just, it's crazy to watch him talk. I mean, he's a good talker too, you know, he'll sell you anything.
Right.
But, you know, the boat, they're starting to have trouble with the boat. You know, the siding's getting nasty. And
yeah, that's why you have to maintain things.
Yeah, well, you build it according to the Bible, what the Bible said. But
well,
that thing will never float. There's no way.
Right. I mean, there's ways of making it float, but it wouldn't be natural.
It's up on steel beams and poles and pillars and everything.
Well, there you go. I don't think they had steel back then.
Yeah, I think he built it someplace pretty far away for some water.
Well, you never know. What if it did flood there, Bill? Would you freak out?
Well, we'd be flooded here too, probably.
Well, maybe.
Wherever we are.
We're in space right now, Bill. Do you know that, right?
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be on the boat if it did flood down there. Dang thing tip right over. Yeah. He's got 8 animals in there.
I mean, hey, Bill, you know, we're in space right now floating around.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second. That's crazy.
Well, the whole universe revolves around us.
Yeah.
Well, around the Earth.
Yeah, we're just.
Did you know that?
We're out of backwoods. That's what we are.
That's the BS science. We're going to start our own museum.
we are the backwoods. That's what we are. We're all the way in the backwoods in the universe. That's crazy to think about.
That's okay.
That's safe here, though. Safe in the backwoods.
You know? Yeah, you go downtown Erie and look out. Yeah, you wish you was in the backwoods. I'd say it's safer in the woods than it is in the cities.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, being close to family and stuff, that's good too, because you're close to your family and everything. So that's good too, you know. But, you know, I mean, I do agree. The city life can be hectic.
Well, it's too many people squeezed in there. They ain't got enough stuff to do. They got to try to invent things for the kids to do. Right. Things for you go out in the county or country and there's all kinds of things to do. Just use your imagination.
A lot of people don't let their kids to go outside and play anymore because they're too afraid of their kids being taken. And that's not going to happen. It's actually kind of gone down quite a bit in child abductions. But, I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I was riding my bike all over.
Yeah.
80s and 90s. I was,
you should have seen it in the 60s. We were everywhere.
Right.
We were going from town to town on our bicycles.
But yeah, I got a song here up here. I forgot what it was called.
Well, you got to have all the songs because
it's a Damien Rice song. But what's the role with
he's
that?
He's pretty sharp character. I mean, his music's different. It's very different.
Right.
But it's done well, and you know, it's newer, so it's newer for me, anyways.
Right.
So let's do it. Let's try it.
All right.
Give my not gone away. Let's load. Is that alright? Is that alright with you? Is that alright?
This is the real BS show.
The real.
Well, we just BS whatever we want to BS about. We're talking about YouTube.
Yes.
You know what? I saw on YouTube something about all these famous artists that went bankrupt and just, you know, you a lot of stuff you don't know about them, you know, Meatloaf
right.
and all these different, some really kind of famous people, but man, they got taken to the cleaners by their publicists, their lawyers, and their management just ripped them raw.
Just took the money and ran with it. Probably didn't inform them of
anything.
Well,
they didn't even know what was happening to them, you
right.
know.
It
was, and the next thing you know, they owe the government a fortune. And it, you know, it just kind of surprising to see.
Right.
Some of them pretty famous. I mean, really big shot guys that somehow they clawed their way back, but not all the way. Some of them didn't make it at all.
Right.
And well, you were talking about the Beatles earlier, John Lennon. And,
yeah.
I mean, everybody went their own way, and they did very well for themselves, really. But there was no combination. I mean, the combination they had was really special. You know, McCartney and Lennon together were
right phenomenal.
Yeah, fantastic what they'd come up with, but by themselves, it was okay, but it wasn't earth-shaking, you know?
It wasn't on par. Like, Paul McCartney and the Wings, it was, like, mediocre. And John Lennon, he was okay. I mean, and I think a lot of it was, for me, when music gets too politicalized, that's when it starts getting kind of... It wasn't, like, the Beatles before wasn't... Very
no,
political.
They were just having fun,
right?
You know, and
right.
goofing on people. But you know, Bob Dylan, he politicized his stuff, and it hit home. You know,
oh, sure.
at the time. But
yeah,
but John Lennon, there was nothing I liked about him. I didn't by himself. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, when he was sitting there, there was
imagine. You
yeah.
know, I just oh come on.
But when he was doing a protest, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were doing a protest, and they were going to sit in the bed and protest for some reason. I can't remember why.
I don't know.
But they had a maid come in and change their bed. I'm sitting there thinking, they're not protesting anything. I think they were protesting capitalism, but they had their maid come in. And I thought that was the most ironic thing in the world. Like, he was so disconnected from, let's say, the suffering that he was protesting against. But he's having a maid come in and change his bed and give him food.
Change his diaper.
Yeah. I'm like, you are so pompous to even and virtue signaling that you can't even see it.
I don't know. I didn't, anything John Lennon did by himself, I really didn't like. And
right.
I didn't follow. I mean, Yoko Ono or whoever she was.
Yeah, she was horrible. Horrible singer, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean.
it's just... John Lennon and Chuck Berry did a song together live on TV. I suggest everyone to look that up because Yoko Ono jumped right in the most inappropriate time. And Chuck Berry's face does not lie on that live tape what he thought when she jumped in. It was priceless. I can't describe it over on, you know, on the air like this. It's just impossible.
Huh.
It's just one of those things you have to see is John Chuck Berry's face when Yoko Ono starts coming in. His eyes bulge out.
He must have got charged up and she just couldn't help herself.
Chuck Berry was not happy. You could tell that.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Who was that his son that had a... I did a show once and I remember... what was his son? Who? Yeah, it was his son, I think.
John
Lennon's son.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but John Lennon really wasn't a father to him either.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
It's kind of messed up. I know you're talking about John Lennon's son. He had some music too as well.
Yeah, right. He tried to, you know, and it wasn't terrible or anything, but It just never got off the ground.
It's like kind of like Bob Dylan's son of the Wallflowers. He had a few hits, but he never took off like his father. And he was actually a good singer, I thought. His father wasn't, you know, nothing against Bob Dylan, but his singing wasn't the greatest.
No.
But he had good lyrics. And Bob Dylan's son in the Wallflowers mixed great singing with amazing lyrics, but he never took off, though, you know.
Well, you know, like Dylan, I mean, it was just perfect timing. Everything, all the stars were all lined up perfectly for what he was doing. And he was a good songwriter. I mean, he wrote a lot of songs that other people did and kind of reworked them, you know. And the Byrds and Jimi Hendrix and a lot of people really made a lot of money off of his songs, you know.
Right.
And he was definitely good at that. There was no question. I mean, I worked some sound jobs later on, say in the 90s maybe, and Dylan came to Erie and they were burnt out big time.
I can imagine.
Burnt out and lit up or something. They didn't want to be here. It was just pretty nasty.
But, you know, I mean,
I'd have been mad. If I'd have bought a ticket and went to that, I would have wanted my money back.
I mean, I can understand probably after tours, so many different cities, so many different fans. After a while, it probably gets really tiring.
Yeah, how many times can you do Blowing in the Wind, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's just...
I mean, you might hear it once on the radio once in a while, or you might put it on your playlist or something. But imagine playing it every night, you know?
Yeah. Annoying. Definitely. That's all, you know, in A God of the Vita, the Iron Butterfly, they were so sick of that song, they just could scream. And if they didn't do it, the crowd would get upset, you know.
Right.
And I think the drummer killed himself finally.
Oh, geez.
I'm not sure. I'm, don't quote me. That could be some BS
there.
But
it might be.
I know they were really...
Normally,
didn't want to do it anymore.
Normally, we'd have Google up or Bing or whatever.
Right.
We could do that, but we're not doing that. The BS show just lets us talk freely without having to use the internet.
Well, if we need some facts, you can always look it up.
True.
Yeah.
But that you think
we don't need any facts though.
You think about that nowadays. You don't have to worry about the dates or anything anymore. What something happened? You just Google it. Whereas we're just BSing. We don't have to worry about that.
I wish I would have had Google when I was in school.
Well, they sure enjoy it nowadays.
I'd be under the desk there.
You know what they say now is they tell students to go Google things or search it, you know?
Hey.
But you just can't quote from Wikipedia, but you can quote the sites where it's cited.
Yeah.
In Wikipedia, you can quote that. So, but anyhow, yeah, I mean, there's going back to the bands being burned out. I just cannot imagine touring that repetitively. Playing the same songs.
Well, even locally, you know, it's fun to play music. It's fun to play music and, you know, with everything set up and rip and go. But then after a while, you know, you're doing two nights a week.
Right.
Friday and Saturday, weekend after weekend after weekend, getting home at 5 a.m, carrying all that equipment because you don't have anybody to carry equipment for you. You got to do it yourself.
Right.
And let me tell you, it burns you out.
Right.
You know, and that's just local.
And then if you have any issues in the band or what if there's, you know, the songs start getting stale, you have to switch them up. And
You have to practice. Always arguing about songs. You know, I don't like that one. Well, boy.
Right.
Yeah. Finally, you just got to say, okay, whatever, well, you know.
It's also, you know, the fact is, you know, I'm sure... there's songs you had to take out of rotation because they were so stale. You played them so many times, but people love the songs. They might not hear that song too often played live, which is an experience in itself. I mean, the band you were in was very tight.
Older songs too, and then towards the end we started doing newer songs. Next thing you know, we're doing Smoking in the Boys' Room and goofy crap like that. It was just, I said, okay, I think I'm done.
But, you know, I mean, people do love live music. And
of course, I was the only one that could pull the trailer with all the equipment, so I was the last one to get home.
But, you know, I think that's something I can see why a lot of musicians kind of go off the deep end a little bit and blow money. They don't save the money that they earn. Well,
the drugs are a big thing, too. I mean, they just
eventually
they get into drugs and drinking alcohol, it's so easy, and it just tears them up. You know, their bodies can't handle all that.
Oh, sure. A lot of musicians get into the drugs too. You know, with like Michael Jackson, he actually died from fentanyl.
Yeah, prescribed.
Right. I mean, geez, the guy was worth millions. Well, on paper, who knows what he actually had, but the point is like, he got, why dig into that? I mean, why, you know, the thing is, the doctor
with all that talent, you know, right. and then you blow it that way. It's like, right. What?
I mean, I don't think he was trying to commit suicide, because I think he was trying to release a new album and everything, but just interesting.
They just push the limits. That's all.
Right.
They push too far, and it's like they're immortal.
Right.
And that is not the case.
No, we have a finite time on this earth. But I just think that's where we can take a lesson from that, maybe, just enjoying life as it comes, kind of enjoying the present moment while planning the future. But, you know.
Well, being in the headlines and being the star of the show and being popular and all that stuff, it ain't what people think it would be. You know, it's just not. Because when the... You know, when the job's over, the next day, nobody even remembers nothing.
Right.
It's just, I don't know.
I can also imagine it being lonely, too, for the musicians, how lonely they truly
some
are.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them behind the scenes are real dirtbags, you know.
Oh, sure.
And a lot of them aren't very handsome or very debonair, you know what I mean? They can sing like crazy, but...
Right.
But if you just hang out with them, they're, ooh, get me out of here. It's,
Because I can imagine being in their shoes for a second. If you always have people around you that are fake trying to get on your nice side so they can know you for your influence, I'm sure that can be pretty draining after a while.
Well, that's like me, you know, whether you're playing in the band. Well, I quit the band back in December.
Right.
I don't get any phone calls at all, not from anybody.
Right.
Where before, all kinds of old friends and all that stuff. Or being the mayor, when I was the mayor.
Right.
Everybody was my friend.
Right.
And once I wasn't the mayor, nobody could give a rat's rear what I was doing or what was going on. And that goes for other politicians. And, you know, I'd get even like congressmen and stuff, they'd call and want to, you know, check in or whatever. And
right.
You know, once if you're not the mayor, forget it.
Right, right.
Forget it. Even in a small town, you know, it was everybody's your friend 1 minute, and the next minute, boom.
Right.
your history. And well, I don't know. You got another Damien Rice song?
I do have another one.
I figured you might.
It's a Volcano.
I kind of like the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean his. It's creative, I guess you could call it. Nice recordings.
Very smooth.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'll rip one on.
You know what? We gotta get some guests on.
I think so. I think we can get another third mic in here. And
I still have a lot of friends that I know I could get them on, and we could pick their brain and hear some interesting stuff, you know.
Let them pick a few songs, too, you know.
Nah.
No,
nah.
Okay. We'll just go long.
You want to hear Congressman Kelly pick a few songs? Are you kidding me?
I don't know what he might play.
Oh, jeez. Polkas, probably.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Okay, let's hear some Damien Rice.
Like that, you hurt your knees. Well, I kissed your mouth and back, but that's all I need. Don't build your world around volcanoes, melt you down. And what I am to you is not real. What I am to you, you do not need. miles and miles and my days, and I'll ask for what I give to you. Well, it's just what I'm going through. This is nothing new. No, no, just another phase. Find it. What I really need is what makes me bleed. But like a new disease, well, Lord, she's still too young to treat you. She's still too young to me. She's still too young.
You're listening to the BS show.
The real BS show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I keep forgetting that. I'm getting old, you know?
Getting old
and ugly. Overweight.
I don't think you're overweight, Bill. You know, I mean, I'm not trying
to. Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
You know,
I'm sure I am.
I'm sure you're outside exercising.
After
enough.
All those years of wrestling, I know when you're overweight.
Well, maybe. I think, you know, playing
you're
with the
out of
deer,
shape, I guess you could say.
I think if you're playing with the deer enough out there, you won't be, you know, too out of shape.
I don't play with them. I just feed them and sit back in the chair and watch them.
What if you gave them a volleyball or something, just leave a volleyball out there for them to kick around? They might start kicking around.
Nah, I don't know. I don't think. Yeah. They chase each other around.
Well, yeah.
Well, they get now where I can walk out there with the feed, and they see me, and they'll come running over, and they'll stand within 10, 15 feet of me and watch me put the corn down. And, you know, and I talk to them. I say, oh, okay, it's time to eat. You know, dig in. I mean, they don't even run away. They I don't know. They're in trouble. I hope they don't do that to everybody.
No. I think they recognize that you're a safe person not trying to eat them.
Yeah.
You know.
In the hunting season, they're in trouble. But well, it's kind of neat. It's neat. Got a lot of frogs in the frog pond. At nighttime, it's just a serenade. I mean,
I'm sure
cow.
That knocks you out when you fall asleep, too.
Oh, sometimes I have to holler at them to shut up, but they don't listen.
Right.
They're like kids. They don't listen at all. But then the raccoons, they're fun to pester and chase around. The only one that scares me is the bear.
Yeah,
but
the black bear.
I think he's more afraid of me, but still, just running into him is not good.
Right.
But that only happens every couple of weeks.
Right. I mean, we next week we can always try something new with some guests, maybe. I don't know. We could try something out.
Yeah, I'll work on that and see who we could get.
We can get them on the phone or something, you know.
Somebody does something special or different or...
Right.
You know, maybe we'll get the janitor from up at the high school. You know, interview them.
Right.
Somebody that's not rich and famous, you know.
Right,
I mean?
Down-to-earth kind of person.
Because they're not going to tell us the truth anyways.
Yeah, we get a farmer on here or something, you know. They even be more raw, you know.
Yeah.
They can talk about how much feces they deal with. That's real BS.
I got some old friends that are still playing music, matter of fact. I ran into one.
Uh-huh.
I can get him on. But like I say, we got to get all set up with our own.
Right.
Our own system.
So proper setup, you know.
Yeah, so we can bring guests in. We can do them on the phone. That's you know, I'm sure we could do that, but it'd be more fun if they showed up here.
Yeah.
Because who knows? Someday we might be doing video.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It might break the camera, you know.
Cause... Yeah. Well, the cameras nowadays, I mean, the GoPros and all that stuff, they
can
really
see your
are
pores.
Nice. They're really good. Yeah. Well, I'm too old for a video.
That's why we're behind mics, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You have to guess what we look like. Or go to the website. We'll put some pretty pictures on there.
Right, right.
Some BS pictures.
Right.
Okay. You say you got a... we got time for another Damien Rice song?
Yeah, we could.
Is that what you want to play?
Well, let's play something else besides. We have had two of him. Well, I got one more.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. Whatever you think's best, because yeah, I don't know. I haven't done my homework.
We'll leave this to them to guess what this one is.
All right.
Girls and swine, be rift. I've
Everybody for tuning in, turning on,
to the
dropping
real,
out.
to the real Beal and Seth show.
The real BS show. Show.
That's right. Yeah. We can't say our names, you know.
No, that's for tax purposes.
Yeah. Not making profit.
Yeah, we are full of BS. Well, I'm the bull, and you're the S
the
part.
Stuff.
You're the crap part.
Yeah, the PCs.
I'm just kidding.
That's all right. I claim it.
I'm just BSing you. All right. Good night, folks. And thank you very much. Stay tuned. We're going to do it again next week.
Good night.